Hi, and welcome back to the Inside Public Accounting Podcast. I'm Chelsea Summers, Executive Director of Inside Public Accounting. So this is a bonus solo episode, something a little different from our usual format with Rob. It's conference season in the accounting profession, and I've been out on the road talking to firm leaders, sitting in sessions, and spending time on trade show floors. And every year at this time, it really gives me something that the surveys and the data alone doesn't fully capture. That's a real sense of what people are actually talking about, not the polished answers, but the conversations that are happening in the hallways, that are happening over dinner and between sessions. So today I wanted to share a little bit about what has been coming up again and again, not just one event and here's what I heard, but the themes that are surfacing across the profession and what I think they mean for firm leaders heading into the rest of the year. So here are my five major takeaways. One, the consolidation conversation is really growing up. It was a topic that was impossible to avoid for a long time, and that's consolidation. Conversations seem to loop back to it. The PE, ESOPs, outside capital, IPOs, staying independent. Firms are really evaluating all of it. And what struck me this time was that the tone has shifted around PE. A few years ago, it felt kind of like PE was a villain in the story, or at least something to be curious about. Firms were worried about headcount cuts. They were worried about lost identity, being absorbed into something that might feel unrecognizable to the previous accounting profession. I think that fear is a little bit, is fading. Instead, I heard a conversation that has really matured. The fear-based frame of it is gone, and firms are approaching these decisions more thoughtfully. An item that came up and stuck with me is that many of these deals, they don't work out, not because of finances or because of strategy, but because of culture. And the reframing is, it's really a healthy and productive one because it puts emphasis on what firms should be protecting, regardless of what path they're going to choose or where their capital comes from. That prompted a question across several of the conversations that I had. What is your culture? Can you define it specifically enough to preserve it during times of change? That, I think, is something that firms need to know, whether they're pursuing a transaction or committed to staying independent. Speaking of independence, there's a lot of energy around firms that have decided to stay on that path and then to figure out how to compete and grow without outside capital. That's not necessarily a default position anymore. For many firms, it's a strategic, deliberate choice, and they are invested in building the infrastructure and leadership depth to make that independence work long term. But for firms that are considering a transaction really of any kind, the consistent advice I kept hearing was to go in fully informed. Know what you're agreeing to, have the people, the change management support, and the communication in place before you close on a deal. Because most employees don't know a deal is happening until it does. So the firms that handle the moment well are the ones who focus on not necessarily what is changing, but what isn't changing inside of their firm. So the second key concept I heard a lot about was AI. We laughed that I think we heard AI 5,000 times during one conference. But really, we're past the introductory phase, but we're still waiting on what is going to turn into the real thing. AI was everywhere on a trade show floor, more vendors than I've really ever seen before, but almost every AI session I heard felt entry level for where the audience is. We're really past the ChatGPT, Copilot, Claude conversations. Firms are no longer asking, should we use AI? They want AI that's built into the softwares that they already use and not five separate tools that they have to stitch together to make their tech stacks work. There was acknowledgement that consolidation is coming in the software space, and many firms are waiting for a clear winner to emerge really before they commit to a bunch of different softwares. One standout approach that I saw from a vendor was that before they recommend anything, they send one of their personnel into the firm to shadow how the work is currently getting done. That's a really interesting model. It's not off the shelf, here's what our AI can do for you. But it's here's how we can make what you're already doing more efficient. And I think that raises a question that firms are not answering yet, is when AI does save you time, What are you doing with that time savings? Are you using it to lessen your hours and create more work-life balance? Are you using it to invest in advisory services? Are you using it to scale your business? The firms that are intentional about that answer, they're going to have an advantage when that time savings does come up. We know many of you listen to this podcast on the go, driving to work, working out, even doing chores. Now you can get CPE credit for that time. With Earmark, you can earn free NASBA-approved CPE for listening to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. After you listen to an episode, take a quiz, and your certificate will be ready. Earmark has courses for everyone in your firm, from staff to partners. Get started today at earmark.app or download the free app on the App Store. The third item that I kept hearing was that the metrics are shifting and that firms haven't caught up. And this one is really close to my heart because it directly connects to how we measure performance at IPA. There was a conversation across the conferences about the fact that our traditional KPIs were built for an old and different world. Utilization made sense when every hour was billed, and net income per partner made sense when distributing profits was the primary goal. But as AI replaces certain kinds of work and firms invest in advisory capabilities and new technology, those metrics can start to punish the right behaviors. A firm that's distributing all of its profits may look great on their net income per partner, but is it investing in its own future? It might not be. The firms that win today may look less profitable on paper while they're building something that's more sustainable for the future. The billable hour conversation is the same. Everyone recognizes that it isn't going to hold forever, but there was discussion about value billing and how to actually make it work in practice. Firms know they need to get there. They just don't have a clear roadmap of how to do it. And I think that's a very defining challenge right now is we know where we need to go, but what are the steps A through Z to get to that point? The fourth topic I heard a lot about was advisory, that it's almost stuck, and the structure in place at accounting firms could be why it's stuck. So you've heard a lot of talk about advisory on this podcast, and you're going to hear a lot more in coming episodes. The conferences that I've attended, they confirmed something that I've been watching in our data for a while. Firms aren't failing at their advisory services because they don't want to do it. It's not growing in some cases because their current structure is holding them back. There's service line solos, partners who are really protective of their book of business. And there's compensation systems for partners that reward the compliance work and maybe don't recognize advisory contributions or cross-selling. Those aren't attitude problems. They're design problems across the firm. And firms need to think about how they're going to redesign how partners are compensated and how client relationships are shared across the firm. And until they do, advisory is going to continue to feel like the extra work that's sitting on top and an already full plate for partners. The fifth and final thing I've heard a lot about lately is that the talent story has changed. For many years, staffing has been the number one issue at CPA firms. It's dominated our survey. We've heard it in panels and in hallway conversations. But this year felt a little different. The pipeline pressure at the firms is easing. Firms are still hiring, but the frantic scramble for any warm body has shifted into something a lot more deliberate. Firms are now asking whether a candidate is a good fit, not just who is available. I think when the talent crisis isn't the loudest thing in the room, then the other priorities across the firm can surface, and that's what we're hearing. So those are just some of the many topics I heard that are on the profession's mind right now. Consolidation with clarity, AI that actually fits the work we're doing, metrics that reflect the future, not the past, advisory that requires structural change, not just intention, and a talent market that's finally giving firms room to breathe and be more selective. These conversations are happening across the profession so far this conference season, and they're pointing to the fact that firms are moving past the reactive phase and are starting to make deliberate choices about who they want to be and how they want their firm to be structured. So conference season is just getting started, and I'll be out at several more events over the next coming months, sometimes as an attendee and sometimes on the stage. If our paths cross, please come say hello. I'd love to hear the issues and topics that your firm is navigating right now. If you want to dig deeper into any of the topics that I've overheard and we talked about today, Rob and I have covered many of them in recent episodes: compensation trends, advisory, offshoring, leadership development. So go back through your feed and you can find some of those topics. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, leave us a comment, and share it with a colleague. It genuinely helps us reach more people in the profession. Thanks again for listening to the Inside Public Accounting Podcast, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can click below to subscribe and check out more from Inside Public Accounting.